You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
B-Lo, which is Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, got matching tattoos. And I bring this up because usually that's something for the younger kids or in the beginning of a relationship. And are we counting that they're still in the beginning of their relationship? Because it feels like it's been more than a year since they got back together. So that's a better sign for getting a tattoo, because if you do it in the beginning, it feels like all this whirlwind Pete Davidson and Kim and Courtney and all and Machine Gun and all that stuff. But, and I don't count that they knew each other years ago, because when you get a new car smell on a relationship after you've broken up, Paul and I broke up and then got back together, and it's like more intense because you lost each other and you found each other back and you have that new car smell for a while. But that new car smell, it probably goes away after a year, like almost a year. So I don't know how long they've been back. So the tattoo being now is a better sign than if it were when they first got back. And usually it's earlier in the relationship. And for some reason, I'm thinking of Tamara Barney, because this is reruns, and Simon Barney getting tattoos on the Housewives. That's a very, like, we need content, Housewives storyline type of thing to do. But they got tattoos that they obviously have had to remove since, because they're she's married to someone else, and I don't know what he's doing, but I should know what he's doing because he texts me every year on Christmas. And it's like, I don't really know him. I'm sure I've met him with Tamara 1,000 years ago at like the Bravo A-List Awards, which is ironic because no one on Bravo is A-List. So that's another story. But on the Bravo D-List Awards, and that's not shade to them. I've been on Bravo longer than a lot of people. So Simon sends me every year a holiday text, and I don't know how to like respond and be like, I feel violated. I don't really know you. And I know it's his automatic text list, which is so funny because you get like Jewish New Year ones from group people. And like, I just want to say, I think this is a rant on like group text. Like, I don't want to be in the mass text like Shana Tova. Like, I don't think you're really telling me Happy New Year. Tell me one time you like a mass group text. Like, I don't mean group, like, hey, it's your sorority and you're all going on a trip to Cabo. I mean, like, when do you want a group text? Like, happy holidays from the team of Schmeckel, Schmeckowitz, and Dorfield Law Associates. I don't want that. happy holidays from the McDonald family. Like, I don't really want that either. I don't want that. It just, and it doesn't feel personal. It feels like some like card you just pump through the system. And we're not at Christmas, and I know that it's reminding me of that, but like the holiday card, all that. But like, I can't think of one scenario where I want the mass text, like Shana Tova or Happy New Year. You know, I know it's the new, like, but you, if we're not talking personally, you're not calling me, your group text doesn't mean anything. And especially if Simon Barney is texting me Merry Christmas, I know it's not real. Now I know that all the ones I've ever gotten aren't real because Simon Barney's is definitely not real because he doesn't know that I'm on his mass list. He'd definitely delete me and take me off. I'm not even on Tamara's mass list. She doesn't have a mass list, I guarantee. She's not the type. If she did, I wouldn't be on it. Not because she doesn't like me. I'm sure she's fine with me. And I said she was a lovely housewife, which she is. I just want you to tell me one scenario where you want a mass text to everybody about any situation, even my birthday. Like some person that, I don't want Simon Barney texting me on my birthday either. I really don't. I love Nene. I don't want Nene doing a mass text. I want a text from Nene on my own. Yeah, I can't think of one single person that I would like a mass group, mail it in, automatic, you feel like a loser text. I don't even like them from schools. Like, now you're chiming in and there's 40 parents and, you know, it's like being CC'd to 1,000 people. I just am not a CC'er. I do not want to be CC'd. And sometimes I CC someone to be efficient just because I don't want to send 5 other emails and I want them in the conversation. And then they chime in on something that doesn't relate to them. I had an appearance that someone invited me to go to France on this amazing trip. And I thought, oh, my Forever Young Wine, which we're launching, could be great and we could give it away. So I CC'd my partner in Forever Young Wine. He started chiming in on the content of the PR aspect of the plane. I'm like, I thought you were in the liquor business. Anyway, I won't be replying. Now I'm going to reply to Simon Barney. Hey, Shana Tova. Like, when I tell you I couldn't pick Simon Barney out of a lineup. Oh, he doesn't even spell my name right. Oh my God, I'm on the all holiday list for Simon Barney. Happy Easter. It's a bunny with eggs, colorful eggs. Okay, thank you, Simon Barney. Next. Happy Thanksgiving. It's a cornucopia. Wishing you a cornucopia Thanksgiving with some sunflowers and some pumpkins. Great. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm on the double dip. I didn't get a single. Full of good health, love, abundance, and everlasting joy. You know what? I'm a bitch. This is nice. I don't want to be on it, but it's sweet. He put some time into it, actually. Full of good health. That one's nice. The bunny's cute. You know what? Happy holidays. Thanks. Oh, I responded one time. Wait, this must have been years ago. Oh, in 2021, I said, happy holidays. I said, thanks, Bethany, with an A-N-Y, because he doesn't even know why I'm on his list. Then he probably got, then the turkey. Turkey's throwing the pumpkin pie up in the air. Cute turkey. If I'm going to be fair, Simon does a decent job at the cartoons for, like, what are these called? Emojis. Okay, well, he sends gifts and stills. So Simon Barney is really the only person. There's another guy. All right, so that's it. That's my relationship with Simon Barney. And you know what, Simon? You didn't send me a Valentine's Day one. I got Easter, I got Thanksgiving, I got Christmas. Now I miss it. I didn't get 4th of July. If you're going to put me on your list, I'd like to get 4th of... I'd like to make a request right now of the ones that I would like. I would like Valentine's Day. You can send it retroactively because you're creative with the cute things. I would think it'd be very cute, like hearts flying in the air, like candy. So I'd like Valentine's Day. I would love St. Patrick's Day. I'd love a leprechaun, a pot of gold coins. I'd like a shamrock, four-leaf clover. 4th of July, we don't have to do all the patriotic holidays. You could just do 4th of July. My birthday is November 4th. You can spell my name right next year. And yeah, you're already going to do Easter. I know that. So can you spell my name right? Like a new bunny with a different type of Easter mask. It'd be great. Like a peep or something maybe. And I think that's good. And otherwise we're good. So the only person allowed to send me a group text from now on is going to be Simon Barney.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.